Today is Friday, May 13th. Good morning and welcome to Daylight, a podcast from CFO North America. Morning meditations is a time of guided silence. It is a time of focused listening. As we listen, we invite God's Holy Spirit to guide the spoken words, to dwell deep within us. We allow God's transforming love to lay foundation for our day. We experience the role of silence in being aware of the continuing presence of God. So, find a quiet and comfortable place to sit for a few minutes. You may want to have writing materials in your hand to record what God brings to heart and mind during the guided silence. Allow yourself to relax, breathe freely, and listen open-heartedly. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us.
The theme for today's meditation is you can do all things through Christ, based on selected verses from Philippians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 3, Deuteronomy chapter 31, Psalm 62, Colossians chapter 3, and Isaiah chapter 40. As you listen to this meditation, let God take your burdens for a while. It's easy for us to feel our concerns, our schedules, our problems are for us to solve, to fix, to make right. We look at the scriptures that tell us that we are conquerors and mighty, and we wonder why we're tired and feeling weak. We miss the single truth that it is in Christ, through Christ, and with Christ that we are strong. It is not our strength. Never are we to believe that we are alone or doing it alone. It is when we rest in Him that we can do all things God has given us to do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. He does not do it by pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Be strong. Take courage. Don't be intimidated. Don't give them a second thought, because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. Be strong. Take courage. Don't be intimidated. Don't give them a second thought, because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. God said this once and for all. How many times have I heard it repeated? Strength comes straight from God. God said this once and for all. How many times have I heard it repeated? Strength comes straight from God. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, and discipline. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, and discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. Thank you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment, never without it. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless.
If God is on our side, why should we fear? Let's put down everything that so easily holds us back and run to finish this race we are in. It is our humble gift to God who has given us the promise of daylight, of a tomorrow with Him. Thank you for joining us in this time of guided listening to God's words. We look forward to being with you again on Monday.